Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 26th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Sota, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah continues talking about the Egla Rufa and what happens also after the Egla has been chopped. Zikne Oysa Ha'ir, the elders of that city, the city that was closest to the body, would then wash their hands b'mayim, in water, b'mkoim arifos shel egla, in the place where the calf had its neck chopped. V'oimrim, and they would then say after washing their hands, yodeinu lo shofcho es hadom hazeh, v'einenu lo ra'o. Our hands have not spilt this blood, our eyes have not seen it. Now the Mishnah questions. Would it ever occur to us that would we ever entertain the thought that the elders of Beis Din would have been the spillers of this man's blood? That they need to excuse himself and say, our hands haven't spilt it? What does that mean? Ella, but the intention of these words are, or is, that this man who was killed has not come to our hands and we left him, that we should leave him without any food, and then he wouldn't have had the strength to face his killer, or, as Rashi learns, he would have then resorted to kill in order to get food. We didn't leave him in that position. Nor, nor did we see him and leave him without any company, without an escort, which would have then caused him to end up in this terrible state of being killed. That's what they mean. We didn't even provide any opportunity for this man's death, for this man's killing. V'hakoyanim, now the koyanim who were there, oimrim, they would say, after the words of the elders, kaper l'amcha Yisrael asher potis Hashem, atone for your people Israel who you have redeemed, v'al titein damnoki bekervam chisam, do not put the guilt of the innocent blood upon the rest of your people, in the midst of your people Israel. Now, after that, we find the Torah says three words, v'nikaper lahem hadom, the blood will be atoned for them. Loi hoyutzrichim loima v'nikaper lahem hadom, says the Mishnah, this is not what the Kohenim have to say. The Kohenim do not have to say these words, v'nikaper lahem hadom. Ella, Ruach HaKodesh mevasraton. This is, in fact, what the Ruach HaKodesh, this is the Torah itself promising and telling the Jewish people, Emosai shetasu kocha, once you have done this, hadam miskaper lahem, then the guilt, there's no more guilt anymore. You are forgiven. Mishnah Zayin. The halacha is that an egla rufa, and the calf that's had its neck chopped, is forbidden to have any benefit from, and it must be buried in the place where its neck was chopped, where their rufa was done. But at what point does the calf become osur b'hana? Is it what happens if, for example, before the chopping of the neck, they found the murderer and they don't need to proceed with the ceremony? What happens if it happens after the neck was chopped? That's what our Mishnah is going to deal with now. Nimtzah ha'hoireg ad shelenefa ha'egla. What happens if the killer was found before the calf had its neck chopped, even though they've already brought it down to the brook, or according to Rashi, to the valley? Teitze v'sira bo'eder, says the Mishnah, the calf is free to go out and graze with the rest of the herd, like chulin, like all the animals of chulin. In other words, the Tana of a Mishnah holds that the Egla Rufa does not become prohibited while it's alive. The mere taking it down to the river does not make her osur. It's the Arifa. It's when the neck was broken. Interesting that that's how Rashi learns. According to the Rambam actually paskens that once the animal is being taken down to the river, it does become osur b'hana. And the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on the Rambam, explains that nevertheless, despite that, the animal can still go out and graze in the among the cattle as the rest of the cattle as chulin, as our Mishnah indeed says, because it was with the intention, whenever it was taken down to the river, it was with the intention that if the killer will be found, then this calf is not going to be reserved as the Egel Arufa. And it's not so uncommon that a murderer can be found. And for that reason, it was not, it was, if you like, under condition that they do not find the murderer, that it's taken down. Once you find the murderer, then it turns out that it was not Kodesh at the time that it was going down. Misha Nerfa Egla. If, however, the murderer was found, a killer was found after the ceremony was done, after the calf had its neck chopped, then it's too late. One cannot have any enough from it. Tikover, the egla, the calf, has to be buried bimkoma, in its spot, in the place where the arifa was done, where the breaking of the neck was done, because it's forbidden to have any hana, any benefit from it. Shal sofek bas mitchilosa, because it came initially because of a doubt. We didn't know who was the killer. And it did its job. Kipras feka. It atoned for the suffix of this murder. V'holchala. And it's done its job. If the murderer wouldn't have been found, then the kapara would have been done, as we say, nikapar la madam. And for that reason, even if afterwards the ratzach is done, the egel or the calf still remains forbidden for having hana and must be buried in its place. But what about the killer? Do we need to go through and sentence the killer? Says the Mishnah further, Nerfa ha'egla v'achakach nimtza ha'hayrek. Once, even if the egla, the calf, had its neck broken and the whole ceremony was done, and afterwards the killer was found, one should not think, oh, well, we don't have to sentence to death the killer. No, it's not true. Harizei yahorek. Then the person who did the killing has to be killed, of course, through Beis Din, through the normal procedure, aiding witnesses, etc. And as it says, indeed, in the end of the Parshat Egel Arufa in the Torah, V'ata tevar hadam anoki mikibacha, you shall get rid of the innocent blood from your midst.